Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have a pair of young twins. They're only 3 years old. We've done shows on children before, but never a set of twins. So if you have a set of twins out there and you want to get them into this acting business, you might want to take some notes. So let's give their mother, Kimberly Friedman, a call and see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. It's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. So I've interviewed a lot of children before and parents of children, but never a set of twins.
And now you have two sets.
So that's great. So you have your children, and now you decide to get them into the business. So how do you go about doing that?
There is a high demand for twins in the movie industry. While I was pregnant with twins, this was like the least thing on my mind. Whenever my identical 2.5-year-old twin boys, when they were about a year old, I set up a twin play group just to get other twin moms together and let our twins play together. And one of the casting directors, I guess, saw my play group, and she said, "We need a set of twins. Are you willing to have your twins work in this movie?" At the time, they told me the movie was Goodbye Stranger. And I said, sure. So when I get to the set, I find out that it's Lady and the Tramp.
Nice.
So that was their first movie, and that was exactly a year ago.
And what did they do in that?
They were the flashback baby.
Okay.
So whenever they flash back in time, they play the baby, you know, the reason why Tramp was kicked out.
And this is their first experience ever in acting?
Yes.
Okay, so he contacts you, but what do you have to do now legally to get them ready for work with work permits and et cetera?
Well, I had to do that for Lady and the Tramp. So with Georgia, you have to get them registered with the Department of Labor. That is good for all parents that are thinking about getting their children in this industry to go ahead and do that. Because when a casting director or production contacts you and wants to use your child, the first question they're going to ask is, are they allowed to work? So I did that, you know, working on the Disney set, they had to have identification. So I had to get passports expedited. So they have passports, and I actually got passports for the newborns as well, to where they have that. Now, in other states, they need to have a Coogan account.
Right.
But that is not required in Georgia.
Okay. Because I have a friend who's trying to get her 5-year-old, and that's the first thing they say. You got the permit? Well, do you have the Coogan account? So I was wondering how it worked then. So I actually just got what you said. You actually have two sets of twins.
Yes.
I just got that.
I have 2.5-year-olds, and I have 5-month-olds, and the 5-month-olds are actually working more than the 2-year-olds right now.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. So that's your full-time job, right?
I'm a paralegal as well.
Oh, wow.
So doing this and being mommy manager.
And so do you hope to not be doing the paralegal and doing this full-time or maybe part-time and do both or what?
I would love to just take babies to set. I mean, I love my job. I love my boss, but I don't know if there has been another set of twins since the Olsen twins. So, I mean, it would be nice.
You also did some other work. I see something called The Glorias and Full Circle. What are those movies or TV or what?
The 2.5-year-olds, Matan and Eitan, they did The Glorias, Life on the Road, and that is the biography of Gloria Steinem. So Julianne Moore played Gloria Steinem, and Bette Midler is in there. It's an all-star cast. And that is released on January 1st of next year.
Oh, wow. Well, that's only like in a month.
Correct. And then they did a SCAD short film called Full Circle, and they were lead in that.
Wow, that's awesome. Right off the bat, bam, bam, bam.
Right. And then both sets of twins worked that. It has the newborns. It shows them as a toddler, which is mine. And then they had a 10-year-old actor and then a grown man, and then he becomes a father. So it becomes Full Circle.
So in the movies, they're not playing actual twins. They're playing the same part. You're just switching them out, right?
Correct. And that is the beauty of having twins. With the Department of Labor, 6 months and under can only work 2 hours. And 6 months to, I think, 4 years old, they can only work 4 hours. So they can actually get 8 hours out of the boys. You know, you work one for 4 hours and then let him go home and rest. And then the other child starts working. So you get an 8-hour day out of the twins.
Because I've got cast in an AFI thesis film. I was all excited about it, but I read the script and they're working with children and they're working with animals. And I just went, oh my God. And you're right. And there was no sets of twins there and they were limited and it just made the shoot go farther and farther. And they never even got around to our scene. But had everybody had twins, they would have knocked it out.
Right. And another thing about twins is if you have one child that's fussy or sleepy, you can sit that child out to where you always have a happy child.
Have you experienced other parents on the set that were maybe stepped over a line a little bit, maybe raised their voice or did something inappropriate?
I have not. The only thing that I have seen is parents not being flexible enough where you can only work the newborns for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get to the set, they want to let their baby sleep. Well, that clock is ticking. So you can let your baby sleep, but they're only going to get like 10 minutes or 30 minutes on the set. So that's why I like to try to go ahead and get the scene ahead of time, where if the scene is a sleeping scene, then work their nap time around your call time. Or if the scene is a scene at the park, nap them before you get there and they're rested, and then you have a park scene.
A good little tip came out of that. What are some other tips?
Well, to me, other tips is, like you said, have your paperwork ready. Have your children registered with the Department of Labor. Have headshots. Have current smiling pictures. A lot of people, they seem to all like the smiling pictures. So if you can get your child to smile, the better. And do a close-up and then a full body. And then, of course, everybody has to be on board, your spouse, your boss, their teacher if they're in school, a babysitter for the children that are not working, and then just make sure your kids are relaxed and happy and that they want to do this. My children happen to be very outgoing, friendly, not shy, and they take directions. I mean, if you tell them, go over here and sit down or go play with this boy, they will do it.
Well, they raise around like a lot of people because it says they have a huge vocabulary. Is that where they get it from or how does that work?
The huge vocabulary, I think, is from me because I speak to them like a little adult. But because I had twins, everywhere I would go, people would want to hold one and they would help me. You know, if one was crying and one was happy, they would take the happy one, where the children got to know just strangers and people.
It also says they have photographic memory. How do you know that they have that being so young?
They can see something one time and I will hear them singing the song or talking about it. And I would say they heard this once and that was like a month ago.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So also it says that they model for Graco 3 times and they were voted South Magazine Cutest Kids.
Yes, both sets of twins were South Magazine's Cutest Kids. The big ones were last year and the babies were this year. And the babies have modeled for Baby Jogger and then they modeled for Graco 2 times.
That's great. I like that you have the individual resumes for both of them because I looked at them and the only difference is one of them weighs 1 more pound than the other.
Right. And all 4 of them have different personalities. And when the director or someone tells me what they're looking for, like my 2.5-year-olds, I have one child. I call him my good student. He'll do exactly what you want him to do. And then the other child is my unpredictable child.
And
some of the directors like that because they write the script around that child. They just let him play, let him run, let him do whatever he wants. They just work around him. And then with the babies, I have the little sweet, quiet one that's an easy baby. The other one is always smiling. Whatever they're looking for, I tried to help production and just match them up with that child. The modeling was not looking for twins. They just happened to be looking for 3 to 6 month old Caucasian babies. So I submitted them individually.
And they don't have any representation except yourself. So you're getting all the work right now?
Correct.
So what is your plan, say, like in a year or two? Do you expect them to get an agent and then the agent start working with you guys?
I'm not opposed in having an agent. My only thing with an agent is I would like the agent to be open-minded for the smaller jobs or the less paying jobs. Currently, right now, if the children fit the criteria, I submit. And the reason for that is the child gets the experience on the set. Your child's name gets out there. They learn who shows up, who comes, who's flexible. It builds their resume. And also, you're meeting people in the industry. Here in Atlanta, people are learning the Friedman Twinkies. You know, they'll say, oh, those Friedman twins, we've worked with them. They will show up. They will come. And word gets around.
And so do you work mostly there in Atlanta or do you go into New York or LA at all or mostly right there in Georgia?
Most of our work has been in Georgia. We did Lady and the Tramp, the Glorias, and Full Circle, and then South Magazine. The newborns did the Lifetime movie, You Can't Take My Daughter. They played a baby girl. And so you have to be flexible in that also. If the roll calls for a baby girl, then you have to say, okay, put a pink gown on her. And the babies are currently in a movie with a big enough following and fan base that we're not allowed to talk about it. So they are currently working the last couple of weeks, and then they work next week as well.
And when does that come out? Like the following year? Because that's a Marvel movie, right?
Yes.
if somebody wanted more information, someone's like, wow, set of twins and another set of twins, where would they find you online? Where's the best place to find you?
I have started a twin group on Facebook. It's called Atlanta's Twin Talent. And the reason I started this is every day when I'm putting the children to bed, I check the listings and I'll see African-American twins needed, Hispanic twins needed. They would be posting this every day for weeks. And I was telling myself, there's got to be African-American and Hispanic or Asian twins that, you know, my children don't fit the criteria, or toddler twin girls. So I started this twin group about 2 months ago, and I have close to 100 set of twins here in Atlanta already. So I've asked all the parents to post their children's pictures on there. So casting directors, production can go to this page and just look at the pictures and find the set of twins that they're looking for. If I see a calling for like African-American twins, I will post it on this page and then they have to submit. And I've asked all these parents to go ahead and register their children with the Department of Labor. And if they need help, I will help them.
And you're doing this for free, right?
I am. To me, the key thing is to make yourself available. You have to be available. If you get a phone call, you cannot say, oh, that day doesn't work, because they've moved on to the next child. The main thing is just be flexible, you know, with dates and times. Go to all the castings and auditions. Go to every single one of them.
Right, because we were trying to help a child who looks kind of like your kid. And he was about 4 years old, red hair. He listened to everything I said. And we were getting him major things. And his mom would say, well, he has a play date today. I go, well, he has a callback for a Toyota commercial. So play date or potential $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And this just kept happening. And I would get him these great auditions. And I said, sorry, I love Russell, but you know, you guys are really difficult.
Right. And those kids, they don't get cast.
But where could they actually find, like, say you specifically, like if they wanted to cast your kids, would they just go to that Facebook page or is there another place to find you?
I have Facebook and I have Instagram, and the title is the Friedman Twinkies. And I've called the older twins the Twinkies since they were born. So now with this new set, I call them the Twin Again. Their pages are merged together just because I haven't set up a separate one, you know, for the Twin Again. But we are on Backstage, Actors Access, those mainly.
So wrapping up here, is there any other advice that you have for anyone who wants to get into this business, that it's like a young child, whether they have twins or not?
Like I said, being available, being flexible. If the director is looking for a child with short hair, be open to allow them to cut your child's hair, if that's what they're looking for, to help the director get exactly what he needs. Get your child as much experience as you can. And headshots, the bigger cities like New York and LA and stuff, they like the headshots. Atlanta, some do, some don't, but the big cities, they do. So go ahead and get headshots, get your paperwork, be flexible, and then check the listings. I check them twice a day. First thing in the morning when I'm sipping my coffee, and then at night, right after I put the children to bed. And as soon as you see a job, apply immediately. You know, if you wait a couple of days, that position's already booked. It's already gone.
That's exactly right. Well, I hope everyone out there who wants to get their kid into the business, whether you have twins or not, you listen to what Kimberly just said. And especially if you have twins, it's a lot of great advice, because she lives in Georgia. She doesn't live in New York. She doesn't live in Los Angeles, and she's out there working. And all this has all happened in what, all this in less than a year, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, well, Kimberly, thank you so much for your time today. We didn't get to talk to the kids, but that's fine. I mean, you were amazing. Thank you so much for your time today.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. So if you got a set of twins, you want to get them into business, there's some great information for you. You might want to hit Kim up on Facebook to get some more information. She is just working both her twins. It's pretty interesting. She's a paralegal. She might want to do this full time, not do the paralegal, or do the paralegal part time. Who knows? But she just wrote me a letter and she says that she just got home from Miami filming a feature film. The newborns played Sean Austin's twin babies, and she said that he was really good with them. Said it's funny how the last couple of movies they played twins instead of just switching them out. Now New Orleans is calling the newborns for two possible different bookings in 2 weeks. Filthy Rich with Kim Cattrall and Evil Eye. And she also says the toddlers have now been booked in their first horror movie, Nightmares Are Dreams 2. And they work on December 22nd. So that's kind of cool. And coming up next is another young actress. Her name is Pascal Lefkowitz. She was born in South Africa. She went to Italy, Spain, and now she's here in Burbank. And she is one of the most uplifting, positive people you'd ever want to meet. She's tons of fun. So she's coming up next. Be sure to tune in. And then we have Shakib Shikander from Afghanistan. That's a very interesting up-and-coming actor who lives up in Atlanta, Georgia. And then we have 5-year-old Malik David Holloway. His younger brother is also in the business. They call themselves the Holloway Brothers. We interview his mom and him, and that's a very interesting interview as well. Can't wait for that one. And remember, wherever you're listening to this podcast, be sure to like, share, download, embed. Most importantly, leave a comment and a review. It would be so much appreciated. So season 3 is exactly 1 month away. The first episode will feature Marnene Fields. So for now, why don't we just listen to her inspirational song that's all about what season 3 is all about. Uplifting, all about acting, out there pursuing and living your dreams. Dreams come true if you have one.
Hollywood is calling.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact, well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what, I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty. Cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1, it's time for lesson 2. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5-line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello? I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. Keeper tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.